quickly moving on now for the final part of our discussion. Looking at who is William Barr, I mean, he's Trump's guy, the new U.S. Attorney General, and there's increasing worry about him. Of course, a lot of people were worried before he was confirmed. Some are now calling him the most powerful, most, powerful threat to the United States. And just the most dangerous man in America, that's it, and also being Trump's mouthpiece. But I want to, before getting into the discussion, I just want to play a clip to give our listeners a sense of the background of this man.
Attorney General William Barr's performance this week isn't the first time he's aligned himself with the president he's serving.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Go back nearly 30 years to Barr's first stint as Attorney General under President George H.W. Bush. New York Times columnist William Safire, a conservative Republican, often referred to Barr then not as Attorney General, but as the cover-up general, suggesting he covered up Bush's role in Iraqgate, burying the investigation of how the Bush administration allegedly helped finance Saddam Hussein's weapons. Barr also played a role in the Iran-Contra affair, convincing President Bush just before Christmas in 1992 to pardon six former members of the Reagan administration, including former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger, who was set to go to trial for allegedly lying to Congress. The pardons, at Barr's urging, essentially shut down the independent counsel's investigation, leading some to call it a miscarriage of justice. In 2001, Barr was asked about the pardons. His response, the Iran-Contra ones, I certainly did not oppose any of them. Also telling in Barr's history is this 19-page unsolicited memo Barr wrote to the Justice Department in June last year, before Trump nominated him. In it, Barr criticizes the Mueller investigation, calling Mueller's obstruction of justice theory fatally misconceived.
It is what he was hired to do, which was to protect the president, but it is deeply concerning.
Back in 2017, Barr also raised eyebrows, telling the New York Times there was more basis for investigating the sale of uranium between the U.S. and Russia while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State than the Trump campaign's alleged collusion with Russia. But when Barr said it, the FBI had already investigated the Uranium One deal, and no evidence has ever been made public showing proof of a bribery scheme or wrongdoing. Barr later walked back his claims.
I have no knowledge of the Uranium One. I didn't particularly think that was necessarily something that should be pursued aggressively.
Meanwhile, if you think William Barr may be too close to the president, consider this. His son-in-law works in the White House counsel's office. The son-in-law's role is troubling, says the former director of the Office of Government Ethics, because, quote, it raises further questions about Barr's independence. Randy Kaye, CNN, New York.
So Laura Carlson and our other panelists, given the time we have left, if you could single out one particular thing that worries you about, I know there's a lot, worries you about Barr and what he's doing, I'm wondering what that should be. And also looking at it within the context of this alleged separation of powers, which, as it turns out, the Constitution is kind of vague on it. So it's a little bit messy. And Trump is taking full advantage of it because the buck stops with him, as he puts it. Laura.
I think clearly the most disturbing thing about Barr and what we're seeing now in the Trump administration is this move toward authoritarianism. There's the question of Barr's independence isn't a question. He is not independent, and he was hired specifically not to be independent.
Yeah.
He's a gatekeeper. He's a mouthpiece. He has this history. And we've seen that this move toward authoritarianism is a move away from the rule of law. In the country that has supposedly been set up to be the example of rule of law throughout the world and is actually invaded in the name of the rule of law throughout the world. We know that there's a lot of hypocrisy historically in that claim, but what we're seeing now in terms of the blatant disregard for the law, because not only has Trump resuscitated William Barr, who's always played this role, as we could see from the clip that was played there, Margaret, is he's also resuscitated Elliot Abrams from the Iran-Contra, you know, John Bolton, a whole series of figures that we thought in the foreign policy community had been thoroughly debunked in terms
right.
of their respect for the law. So that would be, I think, the major concern. And the checks and balances with the stacking of the courts and everything that's happened is highly questionable at this point. Although, when you look at it, there have been a number of court rulings, especially on immigration, on the Muslim ban, on other Trump setbacks. The most recently is the injunction against the Remain in Mexico program of sending asylum seekers back to Mexico that have gone against Trump. So we still have the possibility of affirming the law through at least some
okay.
of the courts.
All righty, Laura, moving quickly, Jackie, I wanted to have Jackie and Dr. Gerald Horn weigh in on this. Jackie Goldberg.
Yes, I would agree entirely. I think, though, that holding the Mueller report and for weeks and weeks and giving the president the opportunity to run around the country and say, see, nothing here, nothing there, nothing to look at, it didn't really happen, it was all just a fake news. I think that's empowered the president to feel that even when this report comes out and we really find out what damaging stuff there was about him and his entire operation during the campaign and afterwards, that it will be too late because the narrative will have been set. And I think that's the whole point of it. And I think that's a part and parcel of undermining the notion of checks and balances. Checks and balances were designed by people who didn't want another king. And that's what we've got. We've got another king. And we've got another king in which the Republicans have decided to absent themselves from any constitutional
okay.
oversight of this president.
Right. And Dr. Gerald Horn, I mean, James Madison warned of the very definition of tyranny, all power in one set of hands. George Washington spoke of the necessity of reciprocal checks and balances in the exercise of political power. Just a quick comment on what this means for this alleged democracy, what's happening. Dr. Horn.
Well, obviously it spells ill, but I would just point to the fact that Mr. Barr accused the previous administration of spying on the Trump election
right.
team, which
yep.
opens the door for an investigation and possibly a prosecution of the previous administration officials up to and including the previous president, which then opens the door for going after the rest of us.